There are only a handful of moments in history when we know where we were when fill-in-the-blank happened. 9/11, the Kennedy assassination, or when the Space Shuttle Challenger blew apart shortly after liftoff. That happened 30 years ago today. I was in West Africa and heard the news on my shortwave radio. In 1986, the U.S. was still competing with the USSR for dominance on Earth and in space. And that made us wonder, what did the Soviets make of the Challenger disaster? Here's my colleague Famil Ismailov from the BBC Russian service.
Well, I remember the full report from the correspondent. I think it was even the first report of the day. What the striking was the faces, because they used, obviously, mostly the pictures from American networks, and you could see the faces changing all of a sudden. And the shock and then the grief. And the Russian side actually was quite quick to send the condolences. The whole world is today with the United States, with American people grieving about loss of the astronauts. I remember also that what was interesting, that I realized that one of those members of the crew was actually a teacher, just normal teacher.
Krista McAuliffe,
Which would have been impossible for a Soviet crew at that time, at least.
So after that initial horror and shock that I think a lot of the world felt after the Challenger exploded 30 years ago, in Russia in the days after, was there still that sense of horror, or did people kind of have a grim comeuppance almost, that American space program may be not as great as the cosmonaut program?
I don't remember, talking to people and them telling their sort of opinions. The thing is, number one, Russians in general and Soviet people at that time in Soviet Union, they were used to hardships. And they knew that, things happen, catastrophes happen, but you have to get down to work and continue working, to live on and work on and get to the objective that is put in front of you. But at that time, specifically at that time, because Soviet Union was opening up, so the opening to America meant that we are there together. So it's not so much a race anymore, but it's working together in space.
I got to say, just hearing you talk about Russian, well, then Soviet-American relations, now that we're in the Putin era, it's almost hard to remember those years at the end of the Cold War and how warm things grew between the Soviets and the United States.
Absolutely. At that time, the first television programs between the Soviet television and I don't remember which one was, the ABC probably, Phil Donahue on the American side and Vladimir Posner on the Soviet side with the simultaneous translation, two audiences talking, an American audience and the Russian Soviet audience.
Phil Donahue did that with Vladimir
Posner.
Posner, yeah.
Absolutely, yes. And I remember that these particular series of programs, absolutely fascinating. People would spend all night sitting and waiting for that program. But, I mean, in 1986, again, in Moscow, sitting in Moscow and just graduating and realizing that the world just starts opening up, you felt so much optimism that no disaster could have broken down.
Wow. Yeah. Well, times, they did change.
Indeed.
So today, how do you think Russians think about the Challenger disaster? Do they even think about it?
Hard to say, but I haven't seen them. I didn't see anything much today in Russian media confirming that they actually think about it.
Right. Well, this is fascinating. I'm glad we asked you about this. My BBC colleague, Famil Ismailov, in the Russian service, thanks so much.
Thank you.